So should I go now? I should just leave. Okay. Blue Garlic Man. Blue Garlic Man, Sophie's dad, song.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
You're listening to Kamikaze Nurse, live in the CITR Lounge on Chaotic Music Meetings.
It's okay. I'll just sing with that.
Got it.
out my window. Maybe see you at the show. I'm gonna stay at home.
Thank you.
hot, like everything. Everything's just so hot.
Hot and throbbing.
This is our last song.
It's always like psychs me out. Definitely like 100% polyester.
Okay, we are recording now, but I would like everyone to just do some throat clearing just to get it out of your system. Great. This is a perfect mic check. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You're listening to Chaotic Music Meetings on CITR 101.9 FM. Situated on the traditional unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And I'm here with Kamikaze Nurse, who has just played a live set. And we're just going to hang out and have a bit of a chaotic conversation, because I didn't plan anything out.
Thanks for having us, Miles.
That's the voice of Casey Way. Actually, can you all introduce yourselves on the mic, just so our listeners can differentiate?
John Brennan.
And what do you do?
I'm a drummer.
Oh, great. Cheers.
I'm Sonia. I play the bass.
Hey, Sonia.
Hi.
I'm Ethan, and I play guitar.
Lovely.
Nice and cozy.
Mm-hmm. We don't usually record in here. I don't usually do pre-records either, but we're in a tiny little studio, Studio C.
The size of two urinals.
Yeah.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah. It's usually like the perfect space for one person to comfortably work for hours on end. Mm-hmm. And or for five people to have kind of an awkward interview for half an hour.
I love it. I love awkward.
That's a great way to express that.
Dot, dot, dot.
I do want to ask you about awkwardness. It just occurred to me. Do you as a band value awkwardness, or like, is that something you want to express in your day-to-day lives? Like, how do you feel about awkwardness, and what does it mean to you? This is a terrible question.
No, that's like a deep philosophical question.
I just can't control it.
You have no control over your awkwardness?
No, no control.
I mean, it's kind of interesting and fun because you get a sense of...
our humanity.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
The awkward insecurity of oneself is kind of a fun experience to have sometimes.
I mean, I don't think about that when we're writing songs, but I feel like, I guess everyone, I feel like, in on our planet is awkward, because humans are just awkward. But then, like, when you're playing a band together, you become, or maybe the reason you want to play in a band together is because you don't feel awkward when you're, like, hanging out or making music, and then that kind of, like, for me anyway, it's like a cure for awkwardness. Not all the time. There are awkward moments for sure, but, like, the end result of, like, the songs, I think, for me, the songs don't feel awkward. Mm. If it is, I don't think it's finished.
But listening back to this show will probably feel awkward.
Not me.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm super cool.
That's
all the time.
That's right. That's right.
I feel like...
God damn, I love Sonia.
Whenever people bring up an awkward situation or say, like, oh, that was so awkward, it usually means to me that that was, like, outside of the norm of, like, that... like, not everything went perfectly well. Like, in a conversation, if you have an awkward pause, it's, like, it's almost like a foreign element in the conversation that shouldn't be there. When in reality, like, I think you're right that we are all awkward.
But then, like, what is that in comparison to, I guess? So I feel like when I'm thinking about awkward as, like, a value judgment, and then, like, that's compared to something that's not awkward. So, like, I'm privileging the not awkward thing, but
right.
I guess, I mean, some of my favorite movies and, like, stuff, or poetry in general, is, like, awkward grammar. So, like, I mean, that's not true all the time. That's, like, some types of poetry or some types of lyrics that are awkward, but... yeah, I don't know. I feel comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. Everyone's nodding.
Yeah, thank you. And I would ask you to express your visual, like, body language verbally whenever you can.
I am nodding again.
Picking our nails.
Yeah, all of it.
Twirling my earring awkwardly.
If you're, like, twiddling your thumbs.
Yeah, twiddling.
Ethan's taking his pants off. No.
Stop.
Getting sidetracked. Let's say we gotta, like, reel it back. Ethan pulled his pants back on.
Yeah. Reel your pants in. Yeah. Reel the conversation in. How awkward.
Yeah, nothing's more awkward than nudity, hey? Oof.
And again, it just shouldn't be. It, like, that should be the normal state of things. What am I saying? Everyone should
Wreck
be naked
Beach.
All the time.
Miles is really close to Wreck Beach. It's proximity.
All right, let's switch gears. This episode was brought to you by Rent-A-Cop. Do you need an officer of the law to work security for your movie set? Call Rent-A-Cop.
Is that real?
Thanks for sponsoring our episode.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
That's not a real service.
Okay. Because it wouldn't surprise me in 2018. Like, it totally would not surprise me.
I just keep seeing, like, movie sets set up downtown Vancouver, and there's always a cop.
Oh, yeah.
And he's, like, basically seems to be doing a job that, like, anyone with a reflective vest could do. Like, don't stay away from here.
Like, like a real cop, or like he's an actor?
Like a full, no, like a real cop.
Yeah. Oh.
On a cop motorcycle, or
just
like
guarding stuff.
Just like working the perimeter.
Yeah. That's cop talk, whoa.
Yeah. No, I passed a movie set the other day when I was driving somewhere. And it was just a regular movie set. And then in the entrance driveway was just a cop with, like, a gun and a vest just standing there,
mm-hmm.
protecting the movie set from something.
You don't need a gun to keep people off a movie set.
don't know.
I think the cops should listen to our song Blue Garlic Man.
Mm.
They would get something out of it.
Oh, can we talk about that?
Blue Garlic
Let's
Man?
Let's talk about the lyrics.
Yeah.
It's Ethan's song.
Well,
it's,
you got some lyrics, too.
Oh, yeah, those lyrics.
Well, first off, like, how does that work in the band dynamic? Like, who's writing songs, and are you writing collaboratively? Does each person write a song and bring it to the group? How does that go down?
Who wants to take this?
I mean, Casey brings most of the material to the band, and then
we make it into, like, a song.
We make it, and we all kind of help with the arrangement of the song. So sometimes, you know, Casey will have ideas, and then we'll talk about how many times we should do a part, or if we should take some beats out, maybe, to drive it in a certain direction. And then, yeah, it's... And with lyrics, mostly. Casey.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's no... I don't think, like, the band is super rigid, but that's just how... For me, it's like, that's... Like, I don't want it to be rigid, but I think that's just how it's worked out so far. I always feel like, I guess, I bring, like, this dead skeleton, and then we animate it. Like, in a Frankenstein kind of way. Yeah. Like, we put, like, fat on it and organs in it, and then, like... make it kind of, like, hot.
That's, like, the word of the day around here.
And then it's like we'd make it hot in a way where I could never make it hot myself. So,
so you provide a cold skeleton, and it's the band's job to dress it up and heat it up. And
yeah.
Add the guts.
Yeah, add the guts. Add the wiener.
Does every song of yours have a wiener?
No.
Hot dog.
Sacred cow hot dog. I love that title. That's not what the fuck is that about? That's not about a wiener. I mean, there's not none of them are about wieners.
Mm. Good dead to clarify. Meat. What's that?
Dead meat.
Dead meat's about a very mean boy.
There you go.
Yeah. I guess yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But what about the cop content? What are you trying to say about police?
I don't know. Like, I think that's more like the Ethan's lyrics in that song are about, like, a body without organs. Or, like, having... I'm interpreting it as, like, having, like, you're doing something but without no purpose, without a purpose. Or, like, you have this shell, but you're kind of, like, empty, like a body without organs. You're singing about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, most of my... the way I write lyrics is I just, like... literally write random, completely disconnected sentences in a book. If I just, like, something that sounds cool will spring to my head, I'll just write it down. And then when I write a riff, I'll just, like, open my book and kind of sing whatever is in there and maybe piece some abstract elements together so it is, like, somewhat cohesive, but it never usually has any, like, inherent meaning. It's just like, yeah.
But they have meaning because they came from a place.
Yeah, they have meaning, but I think the way that I get to it is so abstract and like around, circling around the meaning that I don't really know what it is until I think about it later.
I think that's cool. Like, it gives a lot of space, I think, for, like, the audience to interpret it however they want to, or not the audience, I don't know, the listener.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I find it really interesting whenever people use the word cool, because, well, for one thing, it means so many different things to so many different people, but it's also, like, it's very emotional when you talk about something that's cool. And I used to kind of reject it and say, like, oh, I don't want to try to be cool. That's not cool. Mm-hmm. But now I keep thinking more and more about the word and how I hear people using it and how I hear musicians using it especially, and it does seem like a very emotional thing to be like, I do want a song to sound cool in my, like, my perspective of cool. Mm-hmm. And it is something about, like, the style of the song and the emotionality of it. Can Ethan ask you what cool means to you and what you're looking for when you, like, or when you write down something that you think is cool? What is that?
Oh, like when I say, damn, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I think if it sounds nice,
like
it's cool,
like,
if it resonates with something, if it makes me think like, oh damn, I actually just wrote that. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It's like I wasn't expecting that to come out.
And it's like, know. It's pleasing.
It's pleasing.
Mm. Cool.
I think it's about a distance. Like, cool is like a, like, it's like there's this distance there where, like, you wouldn't, like how you just said, you wouldn't think of it, and then you just did it. Mm-hmm. And there's this, yeah, like, distance from your emotional self and then the thing you made, and, like, that space, that the space of cool allows you and other people to, like, feel the emotion, not be, like hit over the head with it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, in a way, like... Yeah, like, cool can be when you make something look effortless.
I guess, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, we know it, that is not true. How many hours have I spent in a room by myself, like, trying to figure out how to play this one part? Like,
yeah,
very many. God, so not cool. That's really not cool.
And we could really, like, go on and on for hours dissecting cool and what that means. I think we should take a little break.
Let's do it.
To play a song and give our brains some rest.
Be cool.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
That'd be so cool.
All right, we'll be back. See you in a bit.
It's cool.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heck and want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
And we're back with Kamikaze Nurse.
Thank you so much.
I do not have AMSR.
Yes.
Oh, I do not have ASMR. I don't have AMSR.
You don't, like, you don't have any
yeah, I don't have it.
Patience for it?
No, I just don't have it.
Like, you're
you
having
any?
None of it?
No, I mean, I don't have the receptors in my brain for it to be, like,
tingly.
Oh, you've
tingly. Tried. You've tried. You've done the headphone, like,
yeah.
YouTube.
What does it stand for?
Auditory
stimulus. I don't know.
Sensory
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM with Kamikaze Nurse, and we're trying to remember what ASMR stands for.
Audio Stimulation Memory Receiver.
Ooh, nice. Send in your applications. Call in on the hotline. This is a pre-record, so we will not hear it, but...
Let us know, UBC students. Just, like, teach us what you're learning.
Teach us all the things that ASMR could possibly mean or stand for. Yeah. Cool. Thank you for being here and playing. I always want to thank people for just for that explicitly because it means a lot to me to actually like bring your music here for free, which is a big scam.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're being scammed right now.
I am.
Can we get royalties for this?
Like royalties of nothing. Yeah.
We'll talk. I just want to give a quick shout out to all my fellow non-indigenous white men. Just want to make sure that you're continually assessing your privilege and acknowledging your interdependence.
Hell yeah.
Cheers. Can we talk about your band's genre? How do you classify yourself, or do you?
Skronk punk.
You say punk?
Like skronk punk.
Skronk punk.
Yeah. I don't know what punk is, but I think that's what we are.
I don't know what skronk is.
Skronk is like, you know, just like skronk it.
It's more of a feeling it's and all, less of a definition.
Yeah, so it's all in skronk. Like, yeah. It's pretty self-contained.
I want to actually Google skronk punk and see what I get.
Probably something. Punk? Probably just us, our recordings. Mm.
Now, what does it say on our Bandcamp? I think it's just like something very generic, like rock.
Psychedelic rock?
Vancouver. Are we psych?
Shoegaze?
Oh, yeah, that's like, without a doubt.
Classic rock.
Yeah, classic rock.
Slight prog influence there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I feel like you could fit into a lot of different genres just fine.
I would say we're savant.
Ooh.
No, don't. No. That was so, like, not necessary. yeah, like, we could fit in a lot of genres. I mean, anything can fit into a lot of genres these days. These days. Mm-hmm. Right? All right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really up to you.
Are you asking us what genre we'd like to be?
No, I'm asking about, like, how you think of yourself or when people ask you what your music sounds like. What do you tell them?
Am I gonna answer?
You can start.
Okay. I am like really kind of just like just bass, get to the point. I don't care what you think because if you hear it, it probably will just be something completely different from what I say, but I just tell people I really like the bands that I like, which are like the bands that I like. Should I say them out loud? No, okay, I won't.
We don't like to give shout outs to other artists.
Yeah. My influences. I think it's obvious what worship band we are. I am. Yeah. But
it is also interesting when you're forming a band with a bunch of musicians who are like well practiced at this. Like you're all in different projects. Mm-hmm. You all have your own individual sounds that you mm-hmm. kind of bring to it.
And that's what I really like about playing with people and people you kind of like vibe with, obviously, as opposed to people you don't, where like you can all be doing something different and kind of coming at it from your own perspective, and then when you play more over time it just works, it kind of like meshes over time, and that's like the best feeling ever in the world.
Yeah, the more I ask, I'm almost going to retire this question, because the more I ask bands about it, the more they're like, well, I just, like, we express what we express, and that should be good enough. Like, I only am, like, fixated on it and really fascinated with genres because I don't like them, and I've never felt like I fit into any one of them, and any project I've been on, it just doesn't, like, it doesn't feel right. And it just seems like a form of classification that we don't really need.
Yeah. It's interesting because I feel like there's, like, I feel both ways about it. Like, I totally agree. It's, like, this very, like, industry-specific, like, thing you have to do to be, like, we're, like, this, this, and that. And it's, like, kind of, like, sus. But then at the same time, I feel like I like learning about, like, what that history of what I'm influenced by, like how that came to be. I guess learning about the histories of, like, I don't know, genres, and then learning about how those genres kind of got written about and maybe what they were listening to, and then tracing backwards, I guess. Feeling connected.
It's a form of archiving in a way, I guess.
Yeah, and like music history, like it's a good way to talk about music.
And they come up with really good names for genres.
Yeah,
they
do.
Really
Skronk punk.
Wait, scum jazz.
Wait, what was that? Crabcore?
Yeah, Yep calls himself Pronk.
Pronk.
Or Yacht Rock.
isn't Yacht Rock like...
There's a very defined genre, and it's mostly a joke when from Yep.
Yacht Rock is an impossible, like, two-word thing to make one word. Like, Yarrock. Yak. Yak.
Yock.
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 That's good. Yock. Yock.
Let's yock. Yock. Yock in time.
Can I ask you about high school and what... like, did you fit into a group in high school, or, like, did... how has it changed? Like,
are we talking
nobody
socially,
wants to take this question.
Or are we talking, like, in bands?
Were you all in bands in high school?
No.
Yes.
No. I was for a minute, yeah.
For a minute?
Yeah. I also had... This is so embarrassing. Had, like, a band with my dad.
Nice.
Aww. That's my dream.
I used to go busking with my dad.
Oh, cool.
Just kind of a band. Yeah. What was your dad band name?
Let's not.
Fair enough.
Do you have a MySpace?
There may be, like, YouTube videos.
Oh. Let's do a deep dive.
No, yeah.
A deep dive song. No, it was, like, social media to find out. All right.
No secrets.
It was, like, half covers, half originals.
Cute. Mm. What did he play?
Guitar.
And what did you play in it?
Guitar, and I sang.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey.
How was high school for you, Ethan? You're the youngest.
Oh, yeah. No, it was not good.
No?
I don't know. It's okay. It's fine.
It's fine.
Over.
Was it here in Vancouver?
Yeah. I went to 3 different high schools.
Whoa.
One of them was an adult education center, so that I could graduate.
And damn. You did it.
And you did.
I did. It's done.
So you're used to being like the new kid in school.
Yeah. I don't know. My school career was a bit all over the place. I don't really know how to pinpoint it. It's just weird. I didn't interact with a lot of people after grade, like, 9.
Mm.
When I switched schools, I kind of just decided that I was going to sit in a corner and read my book until everyone goes away.
Yeah, that sounds like me in the last couple years of high school.
Yeah.
I did
not make friends.
Yeah, and that's, like, that's a rough time to try and make friends, mm-hmm. like, when you're, like, what, like, 14, 15?
I'm so glad I didn't. Make friends.
Really?
Because everyone I know from high school that I still see around, I'm like, I would never talk to you if this was the first time I met you.
True.
I have very bizarre high school experience. I went to an international school and was a boarding school and an all-girls school. And I was... it was so bizarre.
Where was this?
I went to high school in China.
Right.
And I'm not from China. I just went to high school there.
Mm-hmm.
For no reason, really. Other than it was close to where I was living.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it was an international school, but it was like, there weren't a lot of foreign kids. So I was, like white expats. Just like general, like North American expats in like, Asian countries in general are like the most vile people in the world.
You're painting quite a high school picture.
And it's, I like hated all the foreign kids, but I didn't really hang out with the Chinese kids because I don't like speak very good Mandarin or anything.
Right.
But it was okay. High school was okay for me. I was like very bad with authority.
I like that.
And I did a lot of pranks. Ethan won't like that. Ethan doesn't like pranks. I was a prankster.
I was so rude in high school. I was really mean sometimes. I remember I was kicking an empty can down the hallway with one of my friends, and the lunch ladies told me that I had to pick it up and throw it in the garbage, and I said, why? It's not mine. And they said, you touched it last.
Oh.
And then I kicked
childish.
I kicked it at them, and it, like, slid across the floor and hit one of their shoes, and I said, now you touched it last.
Whoa!
Such a burn. So good.
That was before I stopped making friends.
I mean, that is, you're right, that's a very childish way to deal with a child.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it seems fair to me to just sort of throw that back at them.
I bet her face was red, and she picked that can up.
Wow. How about you, Casey? How was your high school experience?
Like, depressed and, like, lonery, but, I don't know, fine.
Hmm.
You know, you get through feeling like everyone else is having a better time than you, I guess.
Hmm.
But it was fine. I mean, I'm here. I feel good now. Fuck high school.
I also felt like in high school that like high school was the show and I was just kind of like missing out on it. It didn't feel like time yet to be really social.
Mm-hmm.
I was a pretty introverted kid and I'm glad that I wasn't because the people that I knew in high school who were really popular and really social, they're just not who I want
to
be.
Yeah, no offense to everyone from our high schools who like have really different lives than us. But I'm glad I'm who I am now. Yeah, but back then, I was totally just like, I'm such a loser.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. That's rough.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough growing up.
Yeah.
God, being alive is so rough.
Ugh. It's the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be a lot better.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should leave it at that. I feel like that's a good closing sentiment.
Still here, kicking it, doing things.
Not in high school anymore.
Thank God.
Do you guys get nightmares about high school?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I still do.
Yes. Stress dreams.
Or homework dreams.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Oh, I get one of those once in a while, yeah.
Mm. I'm just like, wait a second, I'm not in math anymore. I don't have to hand this in.
I was so glad when I did my last math class.
Yeah.
I don't have to do that anymore. Yeah. And I use math all the time, of course. But yeah. I don't have to sit down to do it necessarily.
You can do it on your phone.
Yeah, I don't have to show up at 9 a.m. at a place
then.
That I don't want to be.
Yeah. You do everything on your phone.
Yeah. You don't need school kids. You can do math on your phone.
Hey, everyone at UBC, do you know what? You don't need to come here. You just buy a phone.
I bet you all feel silly now.
Why do you come here?
It's called calculator.
Cool. Well, thank you again for being here. Thank you for playing. Thank you for hanging out, having this awkward, tiny studio conversation with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Thanks for the ASMR. We're going to leave you now with one more track. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, because I don't know, because we've been pre-recording this whole thing, and we're not playing tracks live.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Come to the Winter Waste Show on January 19th. I don't know where it is yet, but we're playing
Possibly Redgate?
Possibly Redgate.
I think.
Booyah.
Yeah, we've never been there.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
New turf. What?
What's it going to be like?
We usually play...
The Roxy.
At the Roxy, yeah.
Until Ethan got
his open for the Bulge every day.
Oh my God, I love the Bulge.
The Roxy is the Roxy is the hot spot for artists who want to piss people off.
Yeah. And artists who want to impress the Bulge, which is me.
Right.
One day I'll be a bulge.
One
day I'll be a bulge.
What do they call their fans? Bulgeheads? Oh. I'm a bulgehead.
Oh, and Sonia, who is also in Necking, is going to be on this show later, sometime in January, I believe. But we haven't.
I'm so sorry, I forgot to message you back.
That's fine. We'll sort it out. As long as that happens sometime in 2019, I'll be happy. And maybe we can talk about pranks, because I feel like Necking is more of a prank-friendly band than than anyone else.
I want to listen in on that. Learn some new pranks.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Here's a song.
We did it.